Okay, so we'll continue the Siman Tzadi Ches. So we already did at the end of one of the previous Chaburas this Kul of the Radvaz. So just a Chazer over quickly. The Radvaz has a Kula that essentially the din of Misharin Maidinofik Mine is basically a din Sufik. So therefore, Mimela on a Sufik Isser, you can be Mishar be Omid Yafe. So, the question is, do we rely on that Kula? So we saw Machlokas about it, the Ziv Chay Tzedek, the Primagadim, others were totally madche this Kula. In conclusion, we saw that the Kafa Chaim says that it could be B'makom Het. You could rely on it by, you could rely on the Erech HaShulchan's version of this Kula. The Erech HaShulchan is Mekel by Isurei Darabanan with a Klisha Chozer Le'echsher. Basically, it's Tzir Vashitas, a Klisha Chozer Le'echsher. To be mishayar be my denafik mina. So instead of being mishayar be kula, sorry, like a metal kli that you can kasher.
Oh, anything that
can be kashered, right? So in other words, the chumrah of misharin be kulo, according to Erech HaShulchan, will not apply in a isur derabanan klisha chazir lechsher. So the Kaf Chaim says efshar perhaps the merubah can be mekel on such a tzir. So it's important sheet to know. In general, Radia in the Abia Omer. Chelak Aleph Yoredeya Sim Gimel has some achronim in general want to be mitzayar if the sheet has arrived that you can be mishayar b'may denafak mine with other snifim.
What's the machlokus there? Is it about whether
it's
a conductor? Meaning it's already
machlokus from the Gemara. No, the point is that klisha chozer lechshero, you have Rishonim who say that the chumra of misharin and bekula doesn't apply because the kli itself is not nitfas in the shem iser. If the kli is a klisha, eino chozer lechsher, so then there's more of a tzad that the kli is like nitvas in the shem iser, and therefore we have a chumr based on that. We assume la halacha that the din of masharin and bekulo is just mishum saf, it's a din vadai, but it's because there's nowhere else to draw the line. This shita about chozer lechsher, I would obviously understand it differently. No, it's not because it's middle, it's because it's chozer. The question about whether you have blius and metal kalim, the klisha and the choshes?
Maybe I don't know about that, but I know that the Gemara Sachin, I thought, has a discussion about this.
That what?
That whether you put Karm Pesach on metal shavuot, as I can say.
Yeah, the Cham Tzad Cham Kulo.
Right, so isn't Cham Tzad Cham Kulo, isn't that?
That's not really relevant here. Here we're talking about a kli that was bolea bekulo.
Right.
The whole kli was bolea, and the bli is coming out bekulo. Afal bichein, you don't have to assume that the entire kli is suffused with isra and that all of that came out according to this shita. Lemaisa were machmer, but could be in certain cases isra derabon kli shoros lachsher if some ruba. So according to different shitas, you could be have some mitzar of the shitas arrived. Okay, let's move on to the question of Hanan in blios. So it's the Machlokas Rishonim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Siman Tzadi Ches Sif Hei. There's a lot of discussion in the of the Shitas HaRama, the big Machlokas Shach and Taz, about the Shitas HaRama, but the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear, both according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz, and that is that we can see it actually quoted here in the Ziv Chay Tzedek on the top, on the next page, after the Kaf Chaim here. We just read the Shulchan of Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tzadi Ches Sif Hei. Before the Rav Palam. Before the Rav Palam. Ziv Chay Tzedek. Shulchan Aruch at the top. Right? So it says, Im Yadua Kamu Ha'Isr Kegon Kaf Chadash O'Sheinu Bas Yoma Shanir Ba'Ubala Kazayis Chalav. Right? So you have a Kli that was Bolea Kazayis Chalav. V'Achar Shanir Ba'Kederu Shel Basar. So En Tzarech L'Samech L'Vata La'Kazayis Shebala. So we have to be mevatel, right? The kazayis of chalav has to be misbatel in the basar. Aval kaf yeshana, ubas yoma mesharinan bekula. Why? If it has more than a kazayis of blios, so then we have to be mevatel all of the blios that it has. Right? In the brackets, the kol mashabala nasa iser velo yadin and kamabala. Right? So it was baby bala 10 kazayisim, and all those kazayisim become chanand in the pot. And so therefore, we have to be mevatel. We have to be mevatel all of them, right? And again, this is talking about when you cook the next tavshil, right? In other words, the kli became treif, Right? So you cooked chalav in the kli, and then you cooked basar in the kli. So the kli became chanand. Now I cook something else in the kli. I have to be mevatel the entire volume of all the blios in the kli that became chanand. And the Yesh Omrim says, no, we don't assume that the blios become chanand, and therefore all I have in the kli is I have a mixture of meat and milk, but it's not chanan, and so therefore I only have to be mevatel, that which, if I'm cooking, you know, meat, I have to mevatel any milk which is in there. If I'm cooking milk, I have to mevatel any meat which is in there. But there's never chanan in the blios. So stam v'yesh omrim. So okay, so this comes back to our stam v'yesh omrim discussion, right? So we know, we already know all the shitas, right? We know that we paskin like the stam, but that some hold the b'makom hefsed meruba, you could rely on the yesh omrim, right? And the ziv chet tzedek, true to form, holds that right. Even though there are those who say we could rely on hefsed meruba, on the yesh omrim, but we were mekabel never to rely on the yesh omrim, right? As we saw before, the sheet of the chida, b'shen alachs ktanos. And that's what he quotes here in Siv Katan Nun Ches, the Ziv Chetzedek, right? So that's what we could have expected. Although according to Knesset Gadol and Masas Binyamin and the Pri Chadash, you would be able to rely on the Yeshur Makom Hefsed Meruba. Okay, so it seems like a pretty straightforward case. There's a few questions still left over, right? And if you look, you can see that if you look, flip a few pages forward, you can see the Kaf HaChaim basically says that. In Sivkot and Samech Hei.
He didn't mind
yeah, in line with the Sivkot. Interesting, he throws in, I feel, he says in Sivkot and Samech Hei, I feel Bev Zimruba, he says, Vasra Rishon Iker, Hachik Haimalan, Kevin de Kenstasim Shochan, Vachakistam, Vasra Filu Svardim Hochim al Psak Shochan, Filu Bev Zimruba. Vagam, Shikasa of Shochan, Hesh Misho Merik, Vakasa of Machtik Bracha, there's just Sosim Shochan, Lesha Vakakos Hesh Misho Merik. Now we saw the Kaf HaChaim himself wavers on a little bit on this point. So here he throws in to be mechazik the psak, never to rely on the Yeshua Mimhacha Kevan Sheken Hiskim Gam Ken Moram the Rama Im Ken Midini Yesh Lesher Gam Hefzed Meruba. In other words, given the Rama is also maskim like the Stam, so therefore he's mechazik the psak, we should never rely on the Yeshua Mim. Okay. Now there is another place in Shulchan Aruch where this issue seems to be discussed, and that is in Siman Tzadi Beis, the discussion of a tipas chalav shenafla lekeder mibachutz. The Shulchan Aruch there says in Hilchos Basar B'chalav Siman Tzadi Beis, Sif Hey, that if a tipas chalav gets nivla into a keder shel basar, right mibachutz, so therefore we have to aser the entire tavshil because the blius in the pot become chanand. So that's very consistent. That's like we're saying here. Why didn't he quote a Yesh Omrim? So take a look in the pre-Toar. In the next page, right after the Kaf HaChaim, pre-Toar asked this Kasha. In Sivkot and Yud Gimel. You know, Agam Shekan Avi Maran, Saras HaCholkin, Bedin Abalua, Yemrin, and Bochanan, Yilol, Elzim Tzadi Beis, Sivhei, Bedin Tipish, and Afalad, Dov, Nekder, Kaza, Beloma, Chlokus, Damin, Chanan, Bebalua. So this could serve as a raya for those who hold the stam is we passing like the stam the gamrei. Okay, put it on your list.
Right.
However, we can just point out that if you look there in Siman Tzadi Beis Sif Zayin, the Mechaber does quote that from Rabbi Chil Miparis that on Erev Shabbos we can be mekel, and it's a big question, big machlokas achronim, what the basis of that kula is. The Shach and Taz explain it in different ways. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agra over there in Siman Tzadi Beis Sif Katan Lamed Daled explains that we're Mekel based Be'er Shabbos based on the Shita of the Yesh Omrim here that Ein Chanan Biblios. So it's possible that to be Madchal the Pritar that in Achinami we are Mekel Be'efsed Meruba Erev Shabbos and so on and so forth, that there's no Chanan Biblios, and that's exactly the point over there. According to the Shach and Taz, it doesn't come out that way. Okay, but that remains an open question. To what extent could we rely on that Yesh Omrim? Now, an important kula, cases where we might be able to be mitzayir of the Yesh Omrim that there's no Chanan Biblios. So if you look in the Ziv Chetzedek and Ziv Katan Nun Tes, a couple of pages forward, he says a chiddush from the Chuvus Kehal Yehuda. And Sivkat Nuntes, he says, Miu, Hecha de Ova Laila, Achas, Misha Nirba Basa, Racha Nirba Kazaz Chalav, Achas and Nirba Kadesh Basa, Yes, Lismoch as far as Nirla Hatir. Right? So he says, we could be Mitzar of the Yeshom and Enchana Biblias with Linus Laila. Right? We know there's a Machog.
Is it 0 2 cool that we don't hold them independently?
So that's what the Ben Ishchai is going to get into him about this. But basically, meaning, if you look in Sim Kuf Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch is Mitzar of the Sheet of Linus Laila with other Sheetos to be Mekel, right? So it seems like Linus Laila can't serve as a Snifla Hakel, but serve of other Sheetos. And here we have a Yesh Omrim, and we know that the Shach said, and this was accepted lahalacha, the Shach said that you can be Mitzar for the Yesh Omrim as a Snif Lahakel. That, according to the Shach, that's Gufu, one of the reasons why the Mechaber put it in there. So the Zivchei Tzedek is on pretty firm ground to be Mitzar for these two sheets. We see that the Linus Laila, we are Mitzar for Lahakel, and here we have a Yesh Omrim, so Mitzar for Lahakel. And so therefore he's Mekel, that there's no Chanan Biblius when we're dealing with the Linus Laila. The Ben Ishchai in the Rav Palim gets very upset, and it's a good tshuva. It's a nice tshuva to read, a nice classical Yoredei tshuva with all the complications, and it's good to maybe let's read. We'll even can even read the whole thing. Just flip back a few pages, the Rav Palim in Yoredei Chelik Beis Simen Zayin Shela Zayin. Right, so it's a great classical Yoredei tshuva, the kind you would get on a Bechina. You know, let's take it from the and we're going to see a few other yesodas on the way. So may as well take a look at it. Okay, Shaila, Chachvei Yeshiva, Kdeir Shel Baser, Shebishlu Ba Baser, BeYom Hey BaErev, UveOd Yom Pinu Amaychal Mimena, VeNishar Reikanis Kol Alayla, BeYom Shishi BaBoker Tov VeTignu Ba B'Tzalim Im Maat Chemah. Right, so. So it was a meat pot, but there was a Linus Laila. There was a Linus Laila. And then they cooked onions in butter. Okay, so now the pot is treif. And the butter is treif, right? And the onions are treif. Everything is treif. Shuv nosnu alem mayim ve'orez ve'azutav. They made rice pilaf, right? Like every good Sephardi recipe, you start off with fried onions, and then you add the rice. Okay, but oven shesh betafshel shishim keneged achema bilvad, of a low keneged habitzalim gamkin. So there's shishim in the tafshel keneged the butter. Okay, so the butter is for sure chanand, right? But there isn't shishim against the betzalim. Okay.
Why do you need shishim against the betzalim?
So we're going to see, and we're going to see shortly. The shuv acharek amod lem shik there shel baser madin shel tafshel zu. So the Shoalim want to be matter on the basis of a number of considerations. They want to matter the Tavshil. Obviously the pot is Asr. Right? So what considerations they have to be matter the Tavshil? L'chayra niris, you Asr, kevin shakderi bas yoma, v'abalua sheba nas and the vela. So they're going to say here that, again, there's shishim against the butter, but that's only for the butter. But the moment you cook the butter in the pot, the blius of flesh from the previous day, the blius of basar, became chanand. And you don't have shishim against that, because, after all, you have to mevatel the entire pot. Right? Because lo yedinan ma'adinafek mine. So v'abalua sheba nasa nevela. Machmas shen yadua kam yiblua basar tzarach shishim neged kula. You need shishim against the whole pot because of chanand biblios, and you don't have that. Therefore, it seems like the food is asr. Right? K'mosh kaz maran. The kaf shishana bas yom yushayim bekula vekan gabik dera nami etc. Omnam. So that would seem to be that despite the fact that we have shishim against the butter, we don't have shishim against the pot, and therefore it's asr. We're going to come back to the onions later. So they say omnam yesh lahatir, because it says maranted yesh misha omer the gamzen tach shishim ele keneged zayit, and the kahal yud and the zivchei tzedek said with linus laila. We can be mekel not to have chanan biblios, right? So that's the next paragraph. So the Shoalim quote the Zivchei Tzedek, the Ben Ishchai's Rebbe, right? The Shoalim quote the Zivchei Tzedek that say that Linus Laila with you can say that there's no chanan biblios, and all we have, and seeing as there was Linus Laila here, all we have to be mevatel is the butter,
Since you had Linus Lila.
So then we can rely that there's on the sheet that says there's no Chanan Niblios.
So everything's fine except for the Betzal.
Except for the butter. And the butter we have Shishim.
Meaning because the butter's not a Bli, because that's...
Right. The butter is the Ben. It was obviously Chanan.
Right.
So we have Shishim against the butter. So good. Seems to be a very good Cheshman. A Psak straight out of the Zivchei Tzedek. Right? But there's a problem. The problem is the Betzalim. For that's for the Sholem that bother the Betzalim. And Lezer, a Tavshil. So this is a famous sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. If you've gotten the Siman Kuf Gimel Siv Zayin, you'll know about it. Otherwise, you'll never have heard of it. And that is that's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that when we say Chanan in Basar B'Chalav and not in Shaar Isurim, so that's the way the Shach over there understands it, that means that because meat and milk come together to form a new Isser, that's a special din of Chanan. But Shaar Isurim, there's no such thing. But what will be if I take meat and milk and I cook it together, and then I take that meat and milk mixture, I take the Basar B'Chalav and cook it with something else, with the Irakos. So the Shach says, okay, that's now like Chanan B'Shaar Isurim. Right? Makes sense. The Yerakos are not becoming a new Shem Isser, they're being Bolea from Basar B'Chalav. So there's no Chanan on the Yerakos except according to the Sheet of Chanan B'Shaar Isurim. Shulchan Aruch, however, holds no. The Yerakos also become Chanan. Right? The Shach is Marish Olomos. He's very upset. He's like, that's crazy. The whole idea of Chanan in Basar B'Chalav is that the meat and milk combine to create a new Shem Isser of Basar B'Chalav. But here, the Basar B'Chalav is going into the Yerakos. That's not Bichlal. Right? So the Sholem say, according to that, the Betzalim, right? The onions that were cooked in the pan, so the butter was Chanan, and the butter can now Chanan the Betzalim. And we don't have Shishim against the Betzalim, therefore it should be Asur. They say, the unthinkable. They say, Hacha, Nami, etc. Skip down. Kvar Yadua, the Kolach Ramza Pligi al Maran Zalbazer. Everyone, the Pri Torah and the Pri Chadash, not just the Shach, but the Pri Chadash and the Pri Torah and the Erech HaShulchan, right? And he quotes the Zivchei Tzedek himself says, The Zivchei Tzedek himself says, you could rely on the Shach Behefzid Meruba. So apparently this is a Hefzid Meruba.
Can you say that Erech Shabbos and Hefzid Meruba always at the same time?
Yeah, they always go together. Erev Shabbos and Hefzid Meruba is the same thing, right? No, do you not know food for Shabbos? That's Torah Mitzvah. So,
what if it's like a tenth dish?
Oh, so I don't know. That was not what they were dealing with.
Is Erev Shabbos inherent?
I don't think so, no. It's because you'll have nothing else to eat. Same thing for an oni, right? That, even if it's not, you'll have nothing else to eat. I think if you have other dishes there, I don't think we'd apply the Erev Shabbos. Cool. Majib Shad. Okay. So that's their tzad. In other words, they want to say that this is a case of hefzid meruba, this rice pilaf, okay, hefzid meruba, and so therefore they want to be matir based on the zivchei tzedek. So two zivchei tzedeks, right? One of them mitzarif leans lila with chanan no chanan biblius, and the second one saying that we don't have to be machmir like the mechaber by hefzid meruba with this unusual shita that chanan of Basar B'Chalav can spread to other things, can infect other things. Right, so the Ben Ishchai is not going to go with it. Ben Ishchai says in the tshuva, Tchila, he says, Rosh Abia Omer, Amasik Asavtim in Tzim Tzadi Beis.
Ben Ishchai was the Rav Palam.
Yeah, Ben Ishchai, that is tshuva's Rav Palam. Okay, so he says, first of all, he says, you quoted my Rebbe as saying that we can be go against the Mechaber and Hefzid Meruba by Chanan into Yerakos. He says, Mashik Asavtim, right? Moreno Aravzal, etc. He says, in the sixth line, in Tshuva, Agav Shitve, fifth line, Ein Lismoch al Dvarav, he says, Hine Zos, Mina Modim, Achar Mechil, Ein Lismoch al Dvarav Eluv, Agav Shitve Kasav Kain. He says, no, we were Mekabel or Maran. Kan pasag adin v'lu shum cholek u'la hachmir. Afilim yavo mea achronim lach lokal av l'hatir en shomin lehem. כי אנחנו מחויבים ללכת על פי הורתיו, מכוח הקבלה שקיבלנו, חוץ מדבר שיש בו מנהג ברור שנהגנו בו הפך. או אז גדל כוח המנהג, המוס מח על ספרס הפוסקים, right? So you want to see the בן ישחי שיטה בי קיבלנו עוד מרן, right? לכולה you can never go against the שוחרח, unless there's a clear מנהג לכולה against them. So therefore, he says, I don't care who said they disagree with it, ein lazuz midrav. So on that basis already, you see that the tafshel is not going to be mutter. And interesting, he starts telling you a story. He says, and I don't care about hefsed merubah, doesn't matter. He says, in the next page, paragraph, hinei, ki ken baruch Hashem shadar sechikaz marino ravzal al din shepasko maranzal besim kuvkim agav shitve kasve. So he says, well, but my Rebbe said this. So he says, no, he wasn't. It was a mistake. And now he starts telling an interesting story. He sent me the Zivchei Tzedek to look over. And he highlighted all the places where he's saying a Chiddush. In Versanuso, Gedola, because many lines, he asked me, his Talmud, to look it over. And I wrote, he wrote out the Rav Beis, Mekomos, Nechavdum, Shibiklaros, he wrote out the Rav Beis, and I wrote Haros, and I wrote Haros on this. Rashanti called Dover Shir Arba, Chomesh Kuntresim, I wrote 4 or 5 Kuntresim. Ach Bozberg, I love Holy, Lobola Beis Midrash, coming up in Bo, you may pour him Pesach, Achrem, Velora Kuntresim, he never saw my Haros. So he wasn't looking at them, so he took them back to add. And so my Rebbe never saw my ha'aros on this nekuda or the other nekudas in the Zivchei Tzedek. And they got mixed up in all my other papers. It was a big miss in my study. I couldn't find them afterwards, and I never was able to send them to him afterwards. Avirak zocherni ki be'erev Pesach amayt lo shnei dvarim. He said, erev Pesach, I managed to chop him, and I pointed out 2 things. Achaz me mashe shag kulmos b'din tolayim. I stood in halacha. Techef miyad tiken adavar b'kun treisim shalav. So techef miyad. When I pointed out something to him, he was metaking it. Kachani zocher dvarim eli yushmurim etzel malaschem li mishmeres. So you should always know. He says that if it's that my Rebbe was very machshev my opinion. And if I would have pointed this out, then for sure you would have been chosib. This is an important point for Simon Kuf Gimel. But to come back to Anakuda, so he doesn't like the other part of the Chetzit either. He says, "Asher kasatum lasas fakes fake al pisvaras omrim delayla achas levada pogemes." Now look at this. He nekefimin agenu poyerenu beoras isur veheter ein osn misvarzu suffik gomer kisvarzu chalusha meod rak toil esniv kefia inyan. Right. So he doesn't like the Zivchei Tzedek about Linus Laila either. And he says, we don't use Linus Laila as a suffix at all. It's a svar chalusha me'od. And therefore, he is madcha this psak of the Zivchei Tzedek to be mitzarf Linus Laila with Ein Chanan Biblios. However, interesting that the Kav HaChaim and Sim Tzamech Vav quote the Zivchei Tzedek without any cholkim. So the Kav HaChaim either wasn't aware of this truth in the Rav Pelham, or he passed him like the Zivchei Tzedek. So, bottom line is there is what to stand on to be mitzaref with Linus Laila. We have the Zivchei Tzedek, the Kaf HaChaim. It's pretty strong, even though again the Ben Ish Chai doesn't like it. And again, this could be potentially a big issue in general. Are we Mitzarev Linus Laila or not Mitzarev Linus Laila? So it seems to be a discussion here whether we're Mitzarev it or not. Okay.
So the
again, that's a machlokas of Shach and Taz, what the Sheet of the Rama is, but they for sure hold Chanan Bishar Blios, and they may even hold Chanan, the Kli itself becomes Chanan. Right? So for sure, we don't hold that at all. The Kli itself never becomes Usser. Exactly, the blios on the plate will have, right? But so for instance, the Rama, according to the Taz, if I'm not mistaken, thinks that in certain cases the charsis akli itself can become chanan.
Right.
That for sure we don't hold. Okay. Let's take up the topic of enam edum medamea el lefi cheshbon. Because it's also very relevant. It doesn't come up in Siman Tzadiches per se, but it's very, very important to have a good understanding of it, because it's relevant in many, many cases. So what is the halacha of Eina Medume Medameh El Lefi Cheshbon? So again, because this topic is usually neglected, so let's take it all the way from the top, and we'll start with the Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas says as follows: in Perek Hey Halacha Vav, Se'a Truma Shenafel Lepachos Mimea. Right, so we know Truma requires 100 times to be mevatelet. So I have a Truma which fell into Chulin, and it's not batel. V'nidmu, right, became a meduma, which is the way to refer to Chulin when it comes to Asrim Shem Truma. That's called meduma. Right? Nafal min ha-meduma le-makom acher. So some of the mixture, which contained obviously Truma and Chulin, which is not kosher, or mutter only for Kohanim, right, fell into something else. Rabbi Eliezer Omer medamas ketrumas vaday. Right?
It needs another 100
to be mevatel. Chachamim Omer enam enduma medamea ela lefir cheshbon. Meaning, I only have to be mevatel that proportion of the mixture which could be assumed to be truma.
How does that work?
So let's say I have 49 units of chulin and 1 unit of truma. Then I take 1 unit of that and put it in something else. I only have to be mevatel 1/50th of what fell in.
As opposed to 50th of the whole thing. Okay.
As opposed to the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
That's a sheet of chachamim. Again, probably bells are going off in your head that this relates to chanan.
Right.
Chanan bishar esur. It's a raya that there's no chanan bishar esur.
Right.
Right. And the rishonim who hold chanan bishar esur have to deal with it. They say no. This is only by Yavish B'Yavish. That's the akimta they make, that it's only going to be by Yavish B'Yavish. But by Lach B'Lach, it'll be a Din Chanan, and therefore we have to be Mishar connected the entire thing, even according to the Chachamim. So now, and again, we Paskin like the Chachamim, that's the Psak of the Rambam, Psak of all the Rishonim, the Paskin like the Chachamim, in a Taruvus, and we're going to see this is true by Shari Surim also, not just Truma. If a portion of the taruvus falls in something else, you don't have to be about the entire thing that fell in, but only that portion of which can be assumed to be the iser. Now, this is not going to be relevant for Ashkenazim; it won't be relevant most of the time because they hold chanan. But for Ashkenazim, it will be relevant in the case of buster into mayim, right, or chalav into mayim. Right, for us it'll be relevant in Shari Surim also, and so it's important. We're going to continue to look at it because it's very important to understand the application of this principle. As Rav Eitan Schnall Shlita once told me, he can't remember how many times he's been matir, taruvios on the basis of this kula, because many times you have, for instance, let's say coffee. You know, it's not all milk. Right, it's just partly milk. So you have to be aware. You don't have to be mevatel the entire thing. You have to be mevatel the milk shabbat, right? And many times it comes up that if you're aware of this kula, which is not front and center in Shulchan Aruch, you have to dig to find it in Shulchan Aruch. You can be makel on a lot of things. No, by buster into mine, by let's say coffee going into buster.
Yeah,
you don't have to mevatel the entire cup of coffee. Let's say no, it's not chanan because it's milk going into water.
Oh. Right, it's
right.
Milk into parv.
Exactly. So, okay. So let's take it step by step. So we paskin like the chachamim, and we apply this to Shari Surim also. How do we see it applied to Shari Surim? If you take a skip forward a bunch of pages, you can look and see on Tosis, on Daf Kuf and Chul and Daf Kuf and Aleph, long Tosis about Chanan b'Shari Surim. On the second to last line in the Tosafot Divrei Rashi b'Shekadam, right? The second to last line. V'ein raya l'Rabbeinu Ephraim had the Amar in Medum Medamei l'fi Cheshbon v'lo Aminu Shiyaseh Kol Truma d'yesh l'chalik b'davar Yavish l'davar Yavish l'davar Nes al de Bliya. Right. So obviously Tosafot thinks that this applies to Shari Surim. Right? Otherwise, they would just say that's by truma. Right? It's a kula by truma. Obviously, this kula applies to shari surim also, and according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it'll apply to isurim also. Now, there is a question that is discussed here, and that is, what about the chulin in the mixture? What about the chulin that fall in with the truma? Can I be mitzarif them also? So the Chari would say, of course you can. That's exactly the point. Now take a look at the Rash back on the Mishnah. The Rash says this very clearly. So, Ena medum medame el ifi cheshbin, the Rash. Right? Lefi mashi yes truma besa zu shel dimua be'in en mea shiurin min achulin. We need mea chulin keneged the proportion of truma. Aval kufsein lo ba'inan. We don't need 100 keneged the truma. Why? De lo nechshav kulo truma leser achulin shniim. Because part of it is chulin. That's the whole point. Kegon im nafal se'a truma betchila letoch kaf gimel sein shel chulin. Nidmu v'achshav kol savaseh sh'ata notel mem have echad mikav dalet shebo truma. Right. So let's say I have 23 saw of chulin and one saw of truma. So now every saw is 1/24 of a saw truma. Daniel lug, right? He picked the number for reason because that's a lug. Uchshachaz v'nafam sad me'osa dimua letoch chulin acherim im yesham ein zayin lugin 77 lug of chulin. Mitzdavnim kaf gimel lugin shibasa, so the 23 lugin of chulin. Mevatlan is a lugin truma. Very straightforward. In other words, I can be mitzaref. Not only do I only have to be mevatlan the truma shibo, I can be mitzaref the chulin shibo lekula. Right? The problem is, and that's very logical because that's the whole point. Right? However, the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is right on the opposite side of the page. Kegon shenis arvu sasayim shel truma. Be'esrim she'en chulin, sin chulin, kol medume esrim shtayim sin, im nis'arvu achas esrei sin, mimena bepochos mimea chulin, acherim az gam ken nia kol medume. She'en achas esrei sin, shal medume yesh sa achas shal trum bilvad. So he's requiring 100 to be mevatel. What happened to the chulin? Disappeared. Right? So this is tamua dika shitas Rambam. That he seems to require, he seems to not allow us to be mitzar of the chulin that's in the mixture. Okay, so again, it comes up rarely, but it does come up occasionally. So what do we do with this? So the Mari Korkus in Hilchos Trumos, in the second page, Perek Yud Gimel Alcha Gimel, towards the end of the Mari Korkus, on the second page, towards the bottom, he's Matmiya on the Rambam, and the first word online is Ka'asher. On the right, in the right-hand column, kasher. V'efshar shatamu mipnei shihigbia ota v'hi b'chezkas truma v'day shalot tedamel if yikula k'Rabbi Eliezer. Right? So he says, it could be a special halacha by truma. That we're talking about, that by truma we have halacha of hagbaha. Right? You have to, even after it's batal, you must remove a portion of it. Okay. Right? Let them shum gezel a shevet, right, and so on. So he says, given that we're coming from a mixture of truma with where there's a din of hagbah, so that's the point of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer holds that because there's a din of hagbah, you have to be mevatel the entire thing, right? So he says, so at least we shouldn't be matar of the chulin, we shouldn't be so mekel. So here's a special din by truma, and that's the psak of the Erech HaShulchan. The Erech HaShulchan brings down. Later on we'll see it, but he brings down the Mari Korkus and says, yeah, ignore this whole topic. However, and the Pri Chadosh also doesn't like it. He says the Rambam was Chozer in the Mishneh Torah. That's the Pri Chadosh in Simon Tzadites Siv Katan Chof Aleph, claims the Rambam was Chozer. The Mishneh Torah is not so clear, and the Mari Korkus clearly thought the Rambam was not Chozer in the Mishneh Torah, so that's an interesting question. You go back and read it, try to work out what the Rambam is saying exactly. However, there are those who hold that this chumra will apply in Shari Surim also. That is the Pre-Toar. The Pre-Toar in Sif Katan Yud Beis says a very interesting interpretation. Without the Shulchan Aruch in the middle. Simon Tzadites, Pre-Toar, Sif Katan Yud Beis. One of the pages has the Pri Chadash and the Pri Torah. The one is just the Pri Torah. So we're looking at the one with just the Pri Torah. Right? The Pri Torah is from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So he says, in the right-hand column, he asks, he's bothered by the whole halacha. So he says, in the paragraph we're giving him, Vikashe. Go a couple of lines down. Venirali Liyashev. Six lines down from the top of Vikasha on the right hand column. Nirali Liyashev, Diyesh Hefreshim Yiplu Achulin Bimeduma, Dazin Makom Limalit Lomarsh and Sham Chulin. So he says, he's bothered by a question. He says, what if the whole Taruvus falls into something else? So we have it's like a din of Hosafa. Of course you're Mitzar of the Chulin, Shibo. Right? That's a din of Hosafa.
Right.
So Mali the entire Taruvus and Mali a little bit of the Taruvus. That's the way he asked the question. So he says, Yesh Hefresh, Im Yiplu Achulin Bimeduma. Right? He says, if something else falls into it, I have Hosafa in this case, so then, Az Ein Makom Lehi Malit Lomar She'ein Sham Chulin. Shanu Mitzar V'mata. Right? So he says, if I do a Hosafa on this Taruvus, so obviously, all the Chulin that was there initially is still there. So therefore, I'm mitzar of the chulin because it's definitely there. Masha'ein kain im lakach mehameduma. Right, our case. If I took some of the Torah and mixed it elsewhere, yesh makom lomar shema zo shenafla kula trumahi. The ein kan chulin. Maybe when I took out the part of the Taruvus, it's all Isser, maybe. You have no proof, so we assume Yesh Bila, we assume that it got mixed together. Right? But you really, it could be that it's all Isser. So if it's all Isser, so I have to be about the entire thing. Okay, so that's Rabbi Eliezer. So we don't chosh that way, but at least we make a compromise that we assume it's mixed together, but not to be Mitzar of the Chulin. That's a very kind of Balabatish compromise, right? That because you have no right, because we don't know for sure that it's the same ratio. We assume it's the same ratio as it was before. You don't know for sure, so therefore we make a pshara. Interestingly, so pre-Torah holds lemaisa that you should based on this Rambam, this chumra. But again, as we saw, the pre-Chadish is matched there, Cheshulchan is matched. Interestingly, and the Marikurgas holds that's just an interim. Interestingly, the Shara Yosher has a piece of the Reb Shimon Shkop. Has a piece about this Rambam, very gishmak, and the Shara Yosher, even the Marim Makom, the Shara Yosher in Shara Gimel Perek Yud Aleph. He also says he says it's a special din in Truma. He has a very lumdish way of explaining it though, because he's trying to explain why I could have a situation where the chulin, the trum is not batel, right? It's still there, but the chulin doesn't have the koach to be mevatel it, right? So he explains that, and this is really, it's really not relevant to us, but just fascinating to see his cheshbon. He says that there's a special halach in truma of hagbah or harama. You must be meirim or magbia some of the tarvah. So he says that's a special din that's me'akev bittel. Right? He says a chagir. Is it that it's just a din of hagbah? Oh no, it's me'akev the chalos bittel. See, it's me'akev the chalos bittel according to the Rambam. So if it's me'akev the chalos bittel, what it does is it prevents the heter from being mevatel the iser, the truma. Prevents the chulin from being mevatel the truma. So that chulin is, as long as there's no hagbah, the chulin doesn't have a koach lahatir, the truma. So mimele, he says, any time I have a situation where there was a need for hagbah, in other words, I had a meduma situation, so that chulin, until there's a hagbah, the chulin in the mixture doesn't have the koach to be mevatel leheter. Right? So therefore, if it then falls into another taruvus, or again, so then it's nispar da hachavila. Now it's true, there's no more need for hagbah now. Right. Meaning, it's clear. Again, we don't. It's clear that in the Rambam that there's no need for hagbah at the second stage because the hagbah is only from the taruvus hamedumas. Right, the original taruvus says the din of hagbah. A secondary taruvus says no din of hagbah. So then Reb Shimon has his cake and eats it too. Because he says, there's no need for Agvah, the second stage, but the chulin that was in, the portion that fell in, that had a need of Hagbah, and it's now impossible to do Hagbah because it's nispar da chavila, because the first harvest is gone. So therefore, it has to stand on the sidelines, and it can't be mevat, be mitzdarf levatel. Okay. And the Yeshua's Malka also has a sefer on the Rambam, the Kiryas Arba, where he seems to be miramis to a similar mahalach like Rav Shimon. But again, what comes out of this all is really, all you really have is the pre-Torah. Pre-Torah thinks it should apply. We're on very good ground if we are Makel B'Shar Surim, and not like this Rambam. Aside from the fact that Rav Rishon hold not that way, the Rash and the Rush there, and Trumos hold not that way. Okay. Now, we already saw in the Tosfos that this din applies to Shar Surim also. And if we look in the Mordechai quotes the Tshuva of the Ravon, the Mordechai in Chulin, Simon, Mordechai in Chulin, Mordechai in Chulin in Simon, Tafresh Tzadi Zayin, quotes the Tshuva of the Ravon, which also brings this down Lemaisa, because the Ravon held Ein Chanan Bishar Yisurim. And so you hold this Lemaisa, and that's quoted in the Shiurei Bracha, the Chidah quotes the Lalacha. Now we're finally getting to Shulchan Aruch. Where do we find the poskim bringing this down? Right, this is all in the Rishonim land. Where do we find the poskim bringing it down? La halacha, we can rely on this. The Shirei Bracha and Simon Tzadi Dalet, Sif Katan Aleph, brings down this Ravon from the Mordechai and relies on the halacha lemaisa in Shari Surim. So there we have it. La halacha. Where else do we see it? La halacha. I guess in obscure places. We see it on the page of Shulchan Aruch in a couple of places. I don't know how much time we have. Do we want to continue, or
let's
stop here. Next time we can see where it comes down in the page of Shulchan Aruch. We'll see it in the Taz and the Prima Gadim, but we'll take that. And we're gonna have a chabur next week at the same time because we missed last week.
Okay.